Blog Talk Radio.
Divisional playoff NFL weekend. So to all those NFL sports fans, it's a who that day, huh? Okay, what's up to the Seattle Seahawks also, and other respective teams, the other six teams that are playing this weekend also. So it's amazing. Next week we will know who will be going to the Super Bowl on the 19th. We will know. But it is time to talk about the Golden Globes Awards. Sorry I did not broadcast late last night. It was storming here, lightning and thundering, and I definitely did not want to take the risk of getting shocked, electrocuted, or whatever. So right when I was preparing to go on air at 11:30 Central Standard Time, it was just storming and lightning away. So that show is rescheduled. I didn't have a show scheduled for Sunday. So we'll be talking NFL playoffs, and hopefully – talking about the Saints' victory on Sunday on tomorrow. And on Monday, remember, for Motivate Monday, we'll be talking about New Orleans, been such a mecca for business and tourism in the Deep South. Dallas is a hot spot. Miami is in the Southwest, Miami in the Southeast, and Memphis. Even Birmingham is hot. The ATL most definitely right there, you know, above Florida and all, but in the Deep South, the beautiful state of Mississippi is a beautiful place to visit and to live. A lot of people relocate here. Matter of fact, a lot of people that were displaced through because of Katrina, end up staying here and not going back to New Orleans. But New Orleans is definitely a mecca, a business mecca, a place for tourism. So we'll be talking about New Orleans on Monday. I'm looking forward to visiting New Orleans next month. And also touring the Vita Institute in New Orleans also. So, yay. let's see. So we're talking about the Golden Globes Awards and the nominations and predictions for that. So I just want to thank you for tuning in. And let me finish playing Mistress Michael by Third Eye Girl, which has been like my theme song. You know, my friends, Third Eye Girl, for like the past few months. I love that song. Here's Casey Neat dealing with World High Fashion with his friend Chase Irvin.
You girl. in the love. If you're asking me, you got your back and forth, you got your ups and downs, but this is a circle and I'll be back around. What you ask is a man, if you ain't recognized, I can kill what you're feeling, destroy the pain inside. You give me will to keep running when I feel paralyzed. No surprise, I suppose, only God knows why I chose. You and I get a certain high for your ass, and that pussy make it no better. No scientist, but this chemistry has got a nigga feeling explosive. If you get lower, get lower. I'm just saying, no game plan, so we don't play games. On track with that money train, and I don't say I love you too much, but I'm a man of action like sign language. Tell me, look, watch, but don't touch. And I respect that, and that ricochet kinda hurts sometimes, but I'm fine. Mind over matter most, we're a firehouse, moving in on their time. You did that shit, girl. You made that shit happen. Fast and fast. Not laughing at me.
Uncontrollable force that won't just, as you said on the side, but your life pressure by that bitch might make a drop across the ocean. But not cause you got to, cause you want to. Everything inside you is holding on to the good and the bad times. Memories over flat lines. I need you like my back spine. I swear to God you my heaven now. I wanna live there, but this time I do whatever to keep us together. You can leave me like some Spider-Man. You're my MJ, I'm your Spider-Man. I wake up in that night, if I know somehow I see you again, getting that pure bitch is the win. I do whatever to keep us together. What you thought that shit was just used to say? I'm no Romeo, you know Juliet. I can't separate. I love, they love to hate, but they would give a take to eliminate. I trust, but I still fuck them. Don't need nothing but you, and I know you feel the same, cause I believe true love is true. And I know we're gonna know this coming from a spot so pure. It must be written in the code, because it's written in our hearts.
Right here, they got soul music. It's a different type of slave. If you and I would jump in, I would take this as a verse to me, but you know what? The way this nigga was doing this, the shit with the tables, I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'ma let them break it down. Hey, yo, kick that shit, that dub shit, you know what I mean? Feeling this shit like a motherfucker. Don't get a liquor, blood is safe, but nah. I know myself a liquor, it's too good, baby. Maybe too good for my own good. See, you may be talking all crazy and shit, girl.
Draft. Draft. Featuring the royalty straight out of where? New Orleans. The Big Easy Marrero resident right now. I where is MC Thick? Where are you from, Marrero? Man, he used to shop with me. He and his team, they used to, whenever they would come to Jackson, they would come in DJ's Fashion Center for Men. And I'm talking about, I would just hook them up and style them right. And just wherever he and his team are, you know, big shout out to MC Thick also. But Draft is resident of Marrero, but he is a New Orleans native. Marrero's right outside of New Orleans. So I'm looking forward for him being a guest on the show soon, before next month, and then also next month in person. So looking forward to meeting him in person, Draft. And hey, the one reason why my shows are PG-13 or rated R, not because of the topics, but because of the lyrical content of the songs and artists that I play. I play different genres. I play hip-hop, rap, independent rock and roll. I need to play more blues. I play gospel. I play country rock. I play music that I like, music that you like. I know some artists you probably say, well, who is that? Or artists that you followed since the beginning. You know, it's just amazing. And so I'm looking forward to talking with artists and people in the music business and fashion and beauty business this year. It's been a blast. I'll be celebrating 3 years on March the 21st. And so that is just so much fun. I'm so excited because it's just fun talking with you all. I'm looking forward to more of you participating and calling in and interacting also. But you definitely listen to the show because I see it in the stats. So thank you for being so supportive and networking with me via social media, in person, and email and all of that. God bless you. And again, I'm wishing you and yours a very happy 2014. Okay, but let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the Golden Globes Awards. And again, I mentioned before, now Casey Meech, Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, and Draft, Casey is based in Orlando where he's going to school and should be graduating in a couple weeks. He's studying, of course, engineering, according and he from Florida, Pensacola. Well, he grew up a military kid. His family traveled a lot, but now they're based in Pensacola. But you guys have heard us talk with him, and looking forward to the next time he comes back also. But what I'm saying is, Draft is in New Orleans, but do you see where their music, very complimentary of one another, to get those two together and to collaborate, I mean, it would be just wonderful. As I know, they don't know each other. They might, you know, or they might know each other through networking with me. I don't know. But their music and their talents, thing, if they would collaborate together, it would just be so explosive. So, their production is just amazing, just super amazing. So I know. I love it. Hey, I guess I'm a female Ryan Seacrest. But I can't wait to see Ryan. And speaking of Ryan, and Juliana Rancic on tomorrow during the Golden Globe celebrations. So let's see. So while we're talking, it's time to talk about the Golden Globes. And let's see, I don't want to. Here are some predictions from the U.S. News and World Report. That's not what I was going to talk about, but I like to hear those predictions. I have my own predictions. And to be honest, I need to catch up on some of the films also, many of them, to be honest. Let's see, because certain films that I've seen, I thought were going to be nominated, aren't. And so some that I knew would be nominated are. So favorite actors and actresses. See, I haven't seen the Dallas Buyers Club. And I can't wait. I heard that Liza Minnelli said that if Matthew McConaughey does not win a Golden Globe, she would give him hers. But U.S. News and World Report said that these are some of their predictions. The 2014 Golden Globes predictions in film, who will the Hollywood Foreign Press choose? And will critics and fans agree? There are many great reasons to tune in to the Golden Globes Sunday evening, not the least among them Ben Awards themselves, which are chosen by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Of course, critics and fans won't necessarily agree with their selections. Here's a list. Here's a look at how the race is shaping up in film division. For Best Drama, they're betting on 12 Years a Slave, Conventional Wisdom Critics' Choice. Captain Phillips, Gravity is a fan favorite. Philomena, Rush. This race really is a toss-up. 12 Years of Play was an important conversation, certain portrayal of slavery at a time when race issues still rile the fabric of our nation. Not to be overlooked is its near-perfect cinematic execution, but Gravity was groundbreaking in its cinematic technique, a milestone not just for science fiction movies, but for filmmaking in general. And that's not to mention Sandra Bullock's moving performance and the film's emotional storyline. A sign that 12 Years a Slave might win out is that it co-led in the nomination count. And in the category of Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, conventional wisdom, the critic's choice is Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Then there's Sandra Bullock for Gravity, and then there's Judy Dench, Philomena, and that's the fan favorite. Emma Thompson for Mr. Banks, Kate Winslet for Labor Day. Who doesn't love Judy Dench playing the, that's another good movie, playing the humble, cheesy romance novel lady in search of a son she was forced to give up for adoption. Sandra Bullock was also a crowd pleaser in Gravity, as well as the summers, the heat, and just in life in general. But whether critics loved or hated Blue Jasmine, they pretty much agree that Cate Blanchett's performance was awe-inspiring, full of grace, elegance, self-delusion, and a mental breakdown at all once. The Hollywood Foreign Press is likely to agree. And in a motion picture drama, Chiwetel Ejiofor, is that how you say his name? 12 Years a Slave, that's the creative choice. Idris Elba, haha, I definitely want to see that. I haven't seen that. Most of my friends give it a thumbs up. Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, he's a favorite of mine. I love Tom Hanks. I've loved him since Goose and Buggy Buddies. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, fan favorite. Robert Redford, still at it. All is lost, conventional wisdom. Robert Redford has an American legacy that extends far beyond his Hollywood profession, and his role in All is Lost as a doomed boat captain, with only a few words of dialogue, has been hailed as the culmination of his career. Chris said he made a sure bet for the award on Sunday, even if some preferred Chiwetel Ejiofor's, how you pronounce it, performance in 12 Years a Slave. Fans, meanwhile, rocked by Matthew McConaughey's physical and performative transformation, likely would be disappointed as well. And then there's the Best Motion Picture Musical Comedy, American Hustle, Conventional Wisdom. Her seems different. Inside Llewyn Davis, critic choice, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street. I definitely want to see that film. Fan favorite, David O. Russell is on a roll with his last film, Silver Linings Playbook. Some people are saying that Jennifer Lawrence, she might be winning like back-to-back, like last year and this year. Silver Linings Playbook winning this category last year, and his predecessor, The Fighter, cleaning up on the award circuit as well. The star-packed American Hustle, which also scored the most noms, looked like it would edge out The Wolf of Wall Street, a film beloved by the cult of Martin Scorsese, but bemoaned by critics for the alleged glamorization of the Wall Street corruption. Yeah, I've heard some people say they refuse to see it. They would rather see Inside Llewyn Davis or even her win. The former for its poignant blend of humor and sadness, the latter for its quiet inventiveness. And then there's Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Amy Adams, American Hustle. Conventional wisdom, fan favorite, critic's choice. Julie Delpy, Before Midnight. Greta Gerwig, Frances Ha. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, What Enough Said. Meryl Streep, August, Osage County. Amy Adams pulled off some daring necklines and a whole lot more in American Hustle. Even critics lukewarm on the film have raved about her performance, and she has the fan support and industry momentum to carry her right to the podium. And then there's the Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Christian Bale. I love Christian Bale. American Hustle, Bruce Dern, Nebraska. Wow, have you heard the story of how he really wanted this part? I mean, he waited for years. He really wanted this part. That part was meant for him, he said. Convention, that's amazing. Convention of Wisdom, Leonardo DiCaprio. The Wolf of Wall Street, fan favorite, Oscar Isaac and St. Louis. Davis, critic's choice, Joaquin Phoenix, her. Oscar Isaac's performance as the listless but talented folk artist in St. Louis Davis was magical, and the guy sure has been working his butt off to get the film the award season attention it deserves. Leonardo DiCaprio, who crystallized his status as one of Hollywood's most exciting leading men in The Wolf of Wall Street, poses a serious threat. But Bruce Dern's due is a long time coming, and his Nebraska turn is just a role to give it to him. Best Director, Motion Picture, Alfonso Cuarón, Gravity, Critics' Choice. Conventional Wisdom, fan favorite too, so they agree on that one. Paul Greengrass, Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne, Nebraska, and David O. Russell, American Hustle. I have a prediction, even though I have not seen any of those movies. David O. Russell's probably going to win. That's just my prediction. That's just my prediction, but I might be wrong. While the industry crowd is split on Gravity as a Best Picture contender, nearly everyone agrees that Best Director has Alfonso Cuarón name all over it. But Gravity, okay, Gravity probably will win. Okay, I'm thinking now. The nearly 5 years Cuarón spent on the film, many of them getting the technology to catch up with this vision, paid off, and the film's stunning execution thrilled the critics and audience alike. So this article was presented to us by Trini Sneed. She's an arts and culture writer, and you can follow her on Twitter, too. You spell her name, TIERNEYSNEED. I do follow her, and you can email her at TSNEED@usnews.com. Big shout-out to my new followers also. I've been having a blast networking with old and new online friends. So thank you, you rock. So I'm putting this article out here in the Twitter universe. We have we're voting on Tuesday to raise sales tax by 1 cent or not here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. So the mayor is leaving it up for the people to decide if we want to pay a cent more or not on taxes to handle some business that we need to handle, like road repairs and getting a new water system, et cetera. So we will be doing that. Let's see. Golden Globes. The 71st annual Golden Globes. I visit NBC's website, and I can't wait to see the co-host. Just sure enough, go crazy. If you're not like following Golden Globe or NBC, you definitely need to follow their websites and stay updated on exactly what is going on. Talked about Amy Poehler and Tina Fey on Sunday night on NBC. And also sending prayers out to those that are traveling and those that are in Sochi, Russia also, because I hear that they're concerned about Americans traveling there. So please be careful and follow instructions and make sure you have all your information and everything that you need, okay? So, again, I'm looking at the website. It begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, Red Carpet will be on E! And, you know, TV Guide Network and also, I'm sure, on NBC an hour before the show broadcast. But, again, the list of nominees are Best Motion Picture, Drama, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Gravity, Judi Dench, Philomena, Emma Thompson, Saving Mr. Bates, Kate Winslet, Labor Day. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Chiwetel Ejiofor, did I pronounce his name? 12 Years a Slave, Idris Elba, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, and Robert Redford, All is Lost. Then Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street. Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Amy Adams, American Hustle, Julie Delpy, Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig, Frances Ha, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Enough Said, Meryl Streep, August, Osage County. Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical Comedy, Christian Bale, American Hustle, from Stern, Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street, Oscar Isaac, Isaac Lewin Davis, and Joaquin Phoenix, Her. My tongue gets tied on that name all the time. Best an Animated Feature Film, The Crud, Despicable Me 2, Frozen. best foreign language film. Blue is the woman's color, the great beauty, the hunt, the past, the wind rises. Best supporting actress in a motion picture, Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o, 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts, you know how to say her name, August, Osage County, June Squibb for Nebraska. Best supporting actor in a motion picture, Farhad Abda, Captain Phillips, Daniel Brühl, Rush, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave, and Jared Leto. That was by Club. I missed him on Ellen yesterday. And also his band performed, too. I could just kick myself. Best director. You know, he's from the South. He's from Louisiana. Bossier City, Louisiana, right outside of Shreveport. Best director, motion picture, Alfonso Cuarón, Gravity, Paul Greengrass, Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne, Nebraska, David O. Russell, American Hustle. Best screenplay, motion picture, Spike Jones, Her, Bob Nelson, Nebraska, Jeff Pope and Steve Coogan, Philomena, John Ridley, 12 Years a Slave, Eric Warren Singer, and David O. Russell, American Hustle. The best original score, motion picture, Alice Ebert, All Is Lost, Alice Heft, Mandela, Lone Walk to Freedom, Stephen Fry's Gravity, John Williams, The Book Thief, Hans Zimmer, 12 Years a Slave. Best original song, motion picture, Atlas, Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Let It Go, Frozen. That song is beautiful. Ordinary Love, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Please, Mr. Kennedy, It's That Little One, David, and Sweeter Than Fiction, One Chance. Best TV series drama, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, The Good Wife, House of Cards, Masters of Sex. Best actress for TV series drama, Juliana Margulies, The Good Wife, Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black, Taylor Schilling, Orange is the New Black, Kerry Washington, Scandal, Robin Wright, House of Cards. Best actor in a TV series drama, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Lee Schreiber, Ray Donovan, Michael Sheen, Masters of Sex, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, and James Spader, The Blacklist. Wow, Kevin Spacey and James Spader, man, those guys are bad. The others are too, but I've loved them a long time. Best TV series, musical, or comedy, The Big Bang Theory, which won big at the People's Choice Award, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Girls, Martin, Family, and Parks and Recreation. Best actress in a TV series, musical, or comedy, Zooey Deschanel, New Girl. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday, Prince will be there. He will be on New Girl. Lena Dunham, Girls, Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep, and Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation. Best actor in a TV series, musical, comedy, Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, Don Cheadle, House of Lies, Michael J. Fox Show, The Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Best TV movie or miniseries, American Horror Story, Coven, Behind the Calabra, Dancing on the Edge, Top of the Lake, The White Queen. Best in a miniseries or TV movie, Helena Bonham Carter, Burton and Taylor, Rebecca Ferguson, The White Queen, Jessica Lange, American Horror Story, Coven, Helen Mirren, Phil Spector, and Elizabeth Moss, Top of the Lake. Best actor in a miniseries or TV movie, Matt Damon, Behind the Calabra, Michael Douglas, Behind the Calabra, Chiwetel Ejiofor, I gotta practice his name, Dancing on the Edge, Idris Elba, Luther, and Al Pacino, Phil Spector. And then the best supporting actress in a series, miniseries, or TV movie, Jacqueline Bisset, Dancing on the Edge, Janet Reteer, The White Queen, Hayden Panettiere, Nashville, I love me some Nashville, come on Nashville, Monica Potter, Parenthood, Sofia Vergara, Martin Family. And then last but not least, best supporting actor in a series, miniseries, or TV movie, Josh Charles for The Good Wife, Rob Lowe, Behind the Calabra, Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, Corey Stone, House of Cards, and John Boyd, Ray Donovan. So, wow, wow, wow. So congratulations to all the nominees. and the producers and the hosts of the show. Looking forward to seeing a great award show on tomorrow night. And hopefully I'll be so happy because the Saints have won their game on today. Two big games today and two big games tomorrow. And then we will know who will be meeting up next week and who will be going to the Super Bowl on February 2nd also. So it's almost time to conclude the program. So I do not want to get cut off in mid-sentence. So I'm going to go ahead and prepare to close. But today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you and yours. If you're celebrating an anniversary or preparing. And there's a lot of bridal shows that are going on here in Jackson and across the country. So if you're preparing for a bridal show events and all of that, wishing you the best or prepare. You know, Valentine's Day is just a month away. So there's going to be a lot of proposals going on, I guess. I know on next month, I'm looking forward to being in a romantic city on Valentine's Day, also the city of New Orleans for the NBA weekend, which is also the kickoff of Mardi Gras celebrations also. And like I said before, on this coming up Monday, we'll be talking about New Orleans also. But the next program where we'll be talking about, you know, weekend hot topics, of course the Golden Globes, but was definitely the NFL playoffs. And other sports news also, you know, with the Olympics are beginning on February 6th. So I'll talk about especially the concern that the government has regarding travelers that are traveling to Russia also. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in. We have less than a minute. Thank you for networking with me. You can check me out at instagram.com/KULTRESHOKENTBETH, or Social Shot Invest on Pinterest.